Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Center Stage. I'm Carrie Hines, your host. Today is just a test show, so if you're tuning in, you might not hear very much. We're just testing some new equipment on the site just to see how things will work out for our upcoming show, which will be tomorrow night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern. We're going to be talking about the topic of the 2030 Agenda. Blueprint for the New World Order. That should be a very interesting 2 hours. I suggest everyone tune into that show. We're going to be talking about the Georgia Guidestones. We're going to be talking about the New World Order. We're going to be talking about Agenda 21. We're also going to be talking about Agenda 2030, which really seems like Agenda 21 being transformed into the 2030 Agenda. So, again, like I said, that should be a very, very interesting show. But we're just working on some kinks in our system today. But we hope you do join us tomorrow night, 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern. Tell a friend, tell a family member to definitely check out the show because a lot's going on in the month of September. If you have not heard, I suggest you definitely look into some of the strange things that are happening in the month of September, and you might want to be alert that, you know, this may be the actual month that the New World Order is implemented. The Pope is due here on the 23rd to speak to the White House. He's also going to be stopping in Philadelphia to talk to some Catholics there, and it is being alleged that he is going to tell the Roman Catholics to be calm and to just accept the New World Order. He's also allegedly going to be issuing a letter of encyclical, which is a letter that the Pope issues to the Roman bishops, Roman Catholic bishops, in which, you know, he gives an order, and allegedly in this encyclical, he's going to be telling the Roman Catholic bishops to tell their congregants to all sign on to the New World Order unconditionally. So there are 1.2 billion, that's billion with a B, there's 1.2 billion Catholics in the world, and he's supposed to allegedly make the order that they all should sign on unconditionally. So, again, tomorrow night should be very, very interesting, and I suggest you definitely tune in because there's just so much going on with CERN. That's a show we did, and I suggest you all go back and listen to some of the recent shows because they're all connected. We did a show on CERN. The topic was CERN recreating the Big Bang or opening a portal to hell. Also very connected. And on those shows, rather, we mentioned the New World Order and how the September dates were all connected to a lot that's going on. So we're just checking out some equipment today. So if you're listening, just take this as an advertisement to check out the show tomorrow night because it should be very, very, very interesting. But we're very clear that our test is not running as we thought it should, so that's very good to know for tomorrow night. But it is what it is. But I'm glad that we ran this test show to see that we were not going to get the participation that we had anticipated. Listen, if you're not a regular listener to Center Stage, we suggest you check out our archives and also come and join us each and every Friday night, again, from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern. We talk about what's going on in the world. If it's trending in social media, if it's being reported in local media, we're probably talking about it. If it's a big story, we're probably on it. So definitely check us out every Friday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Central. I'm Carrie Hines, the host here at Center Stage. And we've been at this since 2010. If you haven't been following the show, we definitely hope you become a new listener. We love doing what we do here. So much of what we've been talking about since 2010 appears to be just, you know, all coming together. September 2015 appears to be a month of many, many things going on. I'll just give you, since I'm here, I'll just give you a little bit of information about just what to expect for 2015. Today being the 17th, a lot is getting ready to kick off with the remainder of this month. On the 15th of this month, we know that Jade Helm 15, the military exercise that was done in several states, ended. It ran from July 15, 2015, to September 15, 2010. So a whole lot going on. But I'll just give you a rundown while I'm checking out this equipment, and we'll just see how it goes. By September 2015, dates of significance. 2015 has been declared the International Year of Light by CERN. CERN is a company out of Switzerland. You definitely ought to be watching. CERN is a company that has a huge Hadron Collider in which they're trying to rev up to full capacity. And when it reaches full capacity, allegedly it may blow a hole into the Earth, which may in fact open a portal to hell and basically let out some demons and some fallen angels and some aliens. So we're definitely watching that. But 2015 has been declared the International Year of Light by CERN. Lucifer is the light bearer of the morning star. CERN is the key, so go watch. Be sure, go to YouTube. There's a lot on YouTube about CERN, and CERN is spelled C-E-R-N. You can just put that in on YouTube, and you will be blown away by the information that you'll find there. Also, we know that Rabbi Kanievsky, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his name right, stated that the Messiah, the Antichrist, will be returning at the end of the sabbatical year, which is the 29th day of Yule, which falls on Saturday, September 12th. So that has already passed. We know that Madonna's concert in Washington, D.C., at the Verizon Center, the opening theme was the desecration of the bride and the arrival of fallen angels. That was September 12th. Again, that's just recently passed. We know that this is the Shemitah year. The final day of the seven-year cycle ends around the 13th, or ended around the 13th. That has already passed. We know Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, Jewish New Year, the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve surrounding the shofar. That was September 13th through the 15th. We know that the 5776 Anno Lucis, the year of Lucifer, began on September 14th. We know that the UN resolution for Palestine to begin a state occurred on September 15th. Again, like I mentioned earlier, Jade Helm 15, which began July 15th, publicly in September 15th. That was just a couple of days ago. We know that Madonna has another concert in New York, Madison Square Garden, opening theme, Desecration of the Bride, and the arrival of fallen angels, and that's September 16th through the 17th, so that's ending today. We also know that the International Day of Peace and Safety. Note that the Day of Atonement begins just hours after the International Day of Peace is completed. Sudden Destruction, that's September 21st. And I'm reading it as I see it. I'm not speaking that from my vantage point of knowledge, but that's what's put in front of me here. Also, we know number 10 is the Year of Jubilee. The 70th Year of Jubilee begins September 23rd. Also, number 11, the Mecca Pilgrimage, the Day of Arafat, representing standing of the Day of Resurrection, waiting for judgment and the gates of heaven to open. That's September 22nd and through the 23rd. Also, we know that the Feast of Sacrifice, Muslim time of sacrifice is September 23rd through the 26th. Note that in 2016, the Muslim Feast of Sacrifice, the Eve, falls on September 11th. So that's going to be next year. It's going to fall on September 11th. But this year, the Muslim time of sacrifice, the Feast of Sacrifice, is September 23rd through the 26th. Number 13 says that June 7th, 1967, falls in the Hebrew year 5727, adding 49 prophetic years to this date. We arrive at the Hebrew year 5776, which in 2015, on the Gregorian calendar, if one counts exactly 360 days, prophetic years, you'd have 17,640 days. From the June 7th, 1967 date of Jerusalem's recapture, we arrive at September 23rd, 2015, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. The Day of Atonement is on the 266th day of 2015. 266 days is the earliest a woman's pregnancy is considered full term. Also note that the Pope was elected on March 14, 2014. It is exactly 923 days from the date to from that date to September 23rd, 2015. And listen, if you really want to be blown away, go to YouTube and just put in the date September 23rd, 2015. Again, mind-blowing. Put in CERN or put in September 23rd, and a lot of the information is connected. But September 23rd, 2015, mind-blowing on YouTube, all the things that they have and all the movies and all the music and all the music videos, commercials, TV shows that have referenced the date September 25th, 2015, a day to definitely watch out for. Also, number 14 says the Mayan cycle was 5,126 years from September 11, 2001 to September 23rd, 2015. There is 5,126 days. Okay, so the Mayan calendar was 5,126 years. So if you count from September 11th, which is a significant day here in the United States, 2001, to September 23rd, which is coming up, 2015, there is exactly 5,126 days. Also, we have the International Celebrate Bisexuality Day, or Bi Visibility Date. That's September 23rd. That's very strange. Also, we know CERN, the company that I've mentioned several times, is firing at full power, crossing over, opening portals, September 23rd through the 24th. Okay, we also know that on the 17th, well, the 17th thing to mention is Madonna's concert, another one, opening in Philadelphia. Opening theme, Desecration of the Bride, and the arrival of the fallen angel, September 24th. If I'm not mistaken, the rapture, well, don't start me on biblical stuff, but I think when Christ comes back, he's going to be coming back to get his bride, which is the church. So I think that's very interesting. If I'm wrong on that, y'all, please forgive me, but I think that's how it goes according to the Bible. Also, the 18th thing to mention is the Pope will be addressing the U.S. Congress on September 24th, the first time in world history. Okay, that's very significant now. The Pope is considered the third most powerful man in the world. And so he's going to be addressing the U.S. Congress on the 24th for the first time in world history. 19th thing to mention. Can y'all get that? I'm already at 19 things that are going on in just this month alone. French Prime Minister and John Kerry in this is going to be the end of the 500-day climate chaos that was declared on May 13, 2014, to end on September 25th. Now, a lot of people have gotten these dates kind of somewhere falling somewhere between the 23rd and the 25th, depends upon who you ask. But the French Prime Minister met with John Kerry, and at that time, there's a lot of information on the web about it. He mentioned that they had exactly 500 days before climate chaos. So what did he mean? Who knows? But he said it several times. He said it three times in that speech, that there was exactly 500 days before climate chaos. And that will fall somewhere between the 23rd of this month and the 25th of this month. The 20th thing to mention, Pope will address the United Nations General Assembly of World Leaders. Sustainable development is going to be the theme, I think. This is the announcement of unifying the world laws, the environment, religions, and distribution of wealth. The New World Order, some may call it, he is also to be issuing the letter of encyclical, which I mentioned, on September 25th. The 21st thing to mention, y'all following this? I'm already to number 21. The Pope will be holding Mass at Madison Square Garden in New York City at 6 p.m. on September 25th. 22nd thing to mention, Tomorrow World or Tomorrowland will be, or Tomorrow World and Tomorrowland, they're together. They'll be celebrating false love and light, keys, Antichrist, opening gates and portals. Atlanta, Georgia, September 25th through the 27th. The 23rd, the Pope will be visiting the Church of Philadelphia. I'm sorry, the 23rd thing to mention. The Pope will be visiting the Church of Philadelphia. The church visit has significance on September 26th. The Feast of Tabernacles, the holiday of Shacharit. The Feast of Nations, the Season of Joy, that's September 27th, the Eve, October 5th. The 25th thing to mention, are y'all following this? I'm at number 25. The fourth blood moon falls on September 28th. The 26th thing to mention is beginning first bookend of the collapse of the U.S. dollar. September 2015, the beginning, the first bookend for the collapse of the U.S. Dollar, September 2015. And the 27th thing to mention is Chinese President Jinping is to visit the U.S. in September. Date not disclosed yet. Okay, and then it says to note, a parable of the fig tree. The average generation lasts 67 years, and some people have linked the budding of the fig tree to the birth of the nations of Israel in 1948. If you add 1948 and 67, you arrive at the year 2015, or you arrive at 2015. Also to note, Muslim clerics are predicting the return of the Mahdi September 2015. Let me start that again, the Mahdi. Muslim clerics are predicting the return of their Mahdi September 2015. The Muslims have a prophecy of old written by Islamic prophet Ali bin Ibn Abi Talib. Hope I got that right, which states that just before the coming of the body, a tall black man will rise up to take command of the West, and he will command the most powerful army on earth. Okay, y'all, if that gives y'all an idea of the month of September 2015 and all that is expected to go on. So let's just say I am more than a little concerned, and I think you should be as well. Some are saying get your spiritual houses in order to collect some canned goods and some water and get ready to hunker down because only God knows what's going to happen. But a lot of people are saying to prepare for something really bad, and, you know, that just may mean getting a generator, you know, getting a big 5-gallon bucket, because that may be the, you know, place you have to go tinkling in the event everything kind of gets shut down. We just don't know. But a lot of people are very concerned. I have seen enough at this point that I am more than a little concerned myself. So if you happen to listen in today, maybe it wasn't by accident. Maybe it was a good thing. If you have not heard this information before, that you can go and do some research for yourself. We were just checking out audio and other things to deal with the show on Friday night. But it didn't work, but at the same time, at least we got an opportunity to give you some information that maybe you hadn't heard of, and maybe it may help you in the future to prepare yourself if you haven't already with some things. Maybe just, you know, cautiously. You know, just what if kind of situation. So look at this as if, well, what if it does happen? At least I will have some food. I'll have some water. You know, I would have prepared myself maybe a couple weapons to defend yourself in case something goes on. Who knows? But it's just something to definitely keep in mind just in case what they're saying is true. And if that's the case, we may all be in trouble. Well, we will soon find out. But if you tuned in just by accident, again, realize there are no coincidences. And nothing just happens by chance. And maybe this was for you to hear if you have not heard it before. Again, September, a very, very interesting month. A lot is going on. Not sure where we're headed with this, but those are just some dates to definitely go and check out for yourselves. Also, y'all should go back and look at some of the previous shows we've done the last couple of weeks, because they've all been kind of connected to this, kind of leading up to this, if you will. We talked about predictive programming on September 4, 2015. Predictive programming, brainwashing us all to become sheep. That's a very good show to listen to, because there was so much information out there about how predictive programming is something that is done so subtly most of us don't even pay attention to it, or we don't see it because we're not looking for it. However, this type of programming over a period of time can sway your decisions about just about every aspect of your life. I notice when I don't watch television, I don't stop at fast food restaurants. I don't buy my clothes based on what everybody else is wearing. I don't choose to do everything based on what everybody else is doing. Again, because predictive programming is done so subtly, it's being repeated to you over and over again to the point that you feel like the decision is yours, when in actuality you've been programmed to make those decisions. So that's a very good show to check out. Also, on August 28, 2015, we did the show on CERN. It was called CERN, Recreating the Big Bang or Opening a Portal to Hell. Wow, that show was something else, y'all. It was really kind of scary when the show was over, because for 2 days, as I was doing research for the show, my head hurt. I mean, it really hurt, and I'm the person who probably gets a headache once a year, but my head just kept hurting, and I couldn't figure out why. And I think it's because there were so many demonic elements to this show, and I don't know, but the minute I signed off from the show that night, the headache went away. But I did find, and I think I talked about it on the show, that people who live around this particular facility in Switzerland have made claims that there's all kind of demonic activity going on around there since they started revving up this machine. So, opening a portal to hell does not sound like anything I'd want to do, or any company I'd want to work for that was doing that. So, you know, that's very interesting, and that's definitely a show, if you've never heard about this, you definitely want to check out. Also, on the 21st of August, we did a show called The U.S. Stock Market Crash is Imminent. That show is definitely one just packed with information about why you want to make smart decisions right now about investing in the stock market, what you're going to do with your 401k or your IRA, stocks, bonds, because you know, what we are understanding is the stock market is currently being artificially propped up until the moment in which they tell us it's officially collapsed. And a lot of experts were saying to get out of the stock market no later than, I think August 25th was the date. August 25th, they were saying get out no later than that. So that definitely is a show you want to check out as well. That was August 21st, 2015. And the last one I'll mention that you probably want to check out was August 14th, 2015, when we talked about what if I told you we're just weeks away from the New World Order. That's a show we did on August 14th. And fast forward just about a month later, it looks like we're there. Those are shows, again, that you definitely want to check out. The shows from August, August 14, 2015, up through September 4, 2015. Listen, y'all, I have checked out my audio and it is not going to work as I thought, so that's okay. But again, nothing happens by accident. If you happen to be checking out today's show, it's probably because you needed to hear exactly what I said. Be very careful. I actually bought some rain boots recently, and I'll just share this with you. It had been on my mind, and it would not go away. Every time I thought about it, when I didn't act, it would just come back. You need to buy some rain boots. And I thought, what am I going to do with rain boots in Texas? But, I think anything's possible. When the French leader spoke of climate chaos, you know, immediately I thought of water, rain. This is tornado country here, but there could be anything. You know, there's earthquakes been going on here. There's been, all kind of shifting in the atmosphere here. But we also had a large amount of water, a lot of rain the first part of the summer, late spring. And so I bought rain boots, and I would suggest to anybody else, you might want to get some rain boots, because if they're talking about climate chaos, I automatically think of rain. So we don't know what tomorrow holds, and I'm not telling anybody that the world is coming to an end. I definitely don't know that. But I do know that we have reason for concern. And that said, it cannot hurt to get your spiritual life in order. It cannot hurt to stockpile some food, some water, maybe a couple of hammers and 2x4s or something to defend yourself in the event it gets crazy out there. I mean, that just cannot hurt. And let's just see where all this goes. But at the end of the day, it's so much to be concerned about. And if you are someone who's never heard of any of these things, I would suggest that you go and check out some of this for yourself. Go to YouTube, check out CERN. Again, that's spelled C-E-R-N. Or also Google September 2015. Or look up September 23rd, 2015 on YouTube. And there's just an enormous amount of information out there about it that just will blow your mind. So, this has been Carrie Hines, host to Center Stage, checking out her audio for the next or for tomorrow night's show, and it's just not doing as it should. But anyway, I think there's nothing that's done that's not supposed to happen. So hopefully I informed somebody and maybe had an opportunity for someone in their family to prepare for what's coming. Okay, y'all, listen, join us here tomorrow night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern. We do this every Friday night. I enjoy it. It's my the highlight of my week, and I hope that if you've never listened that you'll tune in with us tomorrow night and just see what we do. Thank you so much, and I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.